ain't the kind to wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says that work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby, and joining me this week, we got Devin.
Hey, I'm Devin. I'm Simply Unprofessional.
And we got Clayton.
So,
try half squirt.
Jesus. So this week, in Spooktoberfest, let's review just a little bit. The first week, we dealt with A Nightmare on Elm Street, talked about Freddy Krueger, a little bit about him as a character. Last week, we did Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th and talked a little bit about Jason Voorhees as a character. You also got a bonus episode last week. This week, not only did you get another bonus episode, we're going to be talking about all of the, even if they are well-known, possibly lesser well-known horror movie icons and characters and movies. And then next week, on the weekend of Halloween, you will be getting an episode on Halloween. Michael Myers as a character, and so on and so forth. So, me and Clay, I know a bunch of us, me and Devin, me and Clay, me and Austin, we've talked about a bunch of these movies and these characters as a whole. Now, I wouldn't necessarily call these B-list horror characters, because some of these characters that we're going to mention, they are right at the top of this list. But instead of, you know, trying to cram in 1 month and doing multiple recordings and having several episodes per week to just cover all these movies, we're going to talk about a bunch of the lesser known characters of this week. Things like Pinhead from Hellraiser, Chucky from the Child's Play movies, we got Leprechaun from the Leprechaun movies, fucking Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so on and so forth. The list literally goes on forever. But I did, when we did the breakdown of this, I kind of worked it in to where, you know, we would do Michael Myers and Halloween on Halloween weekend. We'd do Friday the 13th and Jason on Friday the 13th. And then I did Freddy Krueger at the beginning because, personal reasons, Freddy Krueger scares the shit out of me. So out of all the other horror movies besides those top three, really, the three individual ones, Devin, which one's your favorite horror flicks? I said other than the three.
If I had to name a couple other than the three, I really like Candyman.
Now, what is that one about?
It's based off a book, and here, I'll give you a quick little synopsis of it because I have not seen it since I was a while ago, but I do like it. I remember it was favorable.
Now, Clay, do you know about Candyman?
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you tell us about Candyman before Devin gives us a synopsis of it?
If I'm not mistaken, he was a slave that fell in love with a white girl.
That is correct, I believe, yes.
And they basically doused him in honey, tied him to a tree, and let a swarm of bees
sting him and eat him to death. Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds correctly.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so this guy gets fucking swarmed by bees, doused in honey, stung and eaten to death?
Yes, to death.
Yep.
All right, so then how does he come back? And what does he have a like a lot of serial killers, they have kind of like an MO, like they have a calling card or a specific way that they like to kill. Does he have a specific way that he likes to kill people? Or
his hook?
Yeah, they cut off his hand because he touched the woman.
Oh,
that's the other part I forgot.
Oh,
yep. So he has a hook. He has a hook on one of his hands.
So listen, gentlemen.
Can he turn into bees?
He can.
Yep.
He turns into bees?
Yeah, he can turn into like a swarm of insects and like fucking like, that's how he like, so that's how they described him like getting to places and shit where he shouldn't be able to go.
Okay.
So like, you'll see him outside your house, lock your house, but if there's like a small crack, he'll just swarm bees and fly the fuck through it and reform. And then he's there.
All right.
You should watch Candyman. Evidently, you haven't seen it. You should watch it.
It's one of those ones where I know it's been out for quite a while, but yeah, I've never actually watched it before. So I guess the moral of the story of Candyman for those gentlemen out there is don't touch women. Right? Is that the moral of the story? Is that what we're supposed to take away from this movie? Is don't touch women, or else you're going to get your hands cut off and killed by bees?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
The moral of the story is...
keep it in your pants.
Okay. There you go.
But the way they'd summon him would be looking into a mirror in a dark bathroom, saying his name 3 times.
Yep.
So it's kind of like Bloody Mary.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. If you're the one who summons him... are you his victim, or does he listen to you?
A bit of both, because you become his victim, but he kills the people around you first. Kind of, in the very first one, basically killed her husband because he decided he wanted the woman to be his bride, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's how it worked out, is he wanted the woman that summoned him to be his bride.
Hmm. Okay.
So basically killed her husband. Then somehow the cops got involved and thought she was the one that killed him, da-da-da-da-da. And big messed up story. In the end, I think she ended up killing him and her at the same time.
Oh, that sounds about right.
So the girl doesn't even make it out alive, huh?
No, she suicided herself, killing both of them.
All right.
Yeah, and he wears from where, because they smeared, so I forgot, they smeared the honey over his chest. Now his whole body is just his chest. So basically under his, he wears this black coat, this black like fur-lined coat. And underneath the coat is just his like bloody exposed rib cage, and it's like full of bees. It's pretty dope. So they worth it.
All right. So, Clay, what's one of your more liked horror movie or franchise or whatnot?
Well, the one I find that I like is Pinhead.
So the Hellraiser series?
Yes. Because it's got a very intricate story. It's very complex, and I don't even remember all of it.
Now, I know me and you, we talked a little bit about this, because I remember I pretty much played 20 questions with you as far as horror movie characters and their origin stories. This was while I was researching A Nightmare on Elm Street. I was trying to find Freddy's origin stories, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then we had gotten into this conversation of... you know, what exactly is Freddy Krueger, which we found out he's a dream demon. And then we were like, well, what is Jason Voorhees? Because these movie killers, they always die, but then they come back. And so they're definitely not human.
Yeah.
And they're driven by some other entity. We talked about Pinhead. He is an actual demon, correct?
Yes.
And he
the
lives...
the kind I don't really know. He's in a dimensional...
and he lives
a different
in...
dimension altogether.
And he lives inside the Pandora's... the box thing, right?
The box thing is the key to the doorway to his dimension. You solve the puzzle box, it opens the doorway, allowing him to come through.
Okay. So oh, okay.
If you find the puzzle box, don't fuck with the puzzle box.
Sure. I suppose in the nine. Okay, so this is interesting. I'm reading a little bit on the wiki now for Pinhead. It says here that Pinhead, also known as the Hell Priest,
is a Cenobite
in the Order of the Gash, and the main antagonist of the Hellraiser Masteries, or meta series. Now, it says if you click on the Cenobite thing, there are extra-dimensional beings who appear in the works of Clive Barker, including The Hellbound Heart, The Scarlet Gospels, and the 9 Hellraiser films. They are also mentioned in passing in the novel Weave World. They are mentioned by fucking Emma Colada, who calls them the Surgeons. They can reach Earth's reality only through a schism in time and space, which is opened and closed using certain unearthly artifacts. The most common form for these artifacts is that of an inconspicuous-looking puzzle box called the Lament Configuration.
Yes.
The Cenobites vary in number, appearance, and motivations depending on the medium, between film, comic books, etc., in which they appear. The involvement of multiple parties in the production of Hellraiser films and comics have led to varying levels of consistency regarding the canonical aspects to their philosophies and abilities. So he's essentially a religious thing. Because the term Cenobite is a word meaning a member of a communal religious order. They're also referred to as Hierophants. Now, is there a reason? Is he the only one in the Hellraiser movies? This is something where I've only seen bits and pieces of these movies. Because growing up, my mother tried to not... She loved horror movies. My mom was a huge horror movie person. But she didn't like us watching them for obvious reasons. We were little kids at the time.
A bad reason.
But I would always get glimpses here and there. And Hellraiser was one of the ones where it's like, he didn't really scare me. He was just a dude with a shit ton of nails in his face. To me, anyway. It was all of the gory, like, flaying and dismembering stuff that really kind of stuck with me and got me. Now, were there other... I guess they're called Cenobites, or Cenobites? I don't know how to pronounce that. Someone correct me on the Facebook page, please. Were there other ones other than Pinhead himself in the Hellraiser movies, or was he really the only one?
Oh no, he had other disciples that he would I don't know if he'd really say make, because he usually deformed somebody so bad and turned them into one of his followers. I think is how it worked, wasn't it?
Okay, so but was he the only high priest or whatever, or was he just the highest ranking of all of them?
I believe he might have been the only high priest.
Okay.
I haven't seen Hellraiser in so long.
Yeah, there was 9 of these fucking movies? Jesus.
Yeah.
They're coming out with another one in 2017. It says to be announced. Called Hellraiser Judgment. The last one was in 2011. And these started in what? Oh, 1987 was the first Hellraiser.
That's kind of why I was surprised when you said the 3, because Hellraiser is listed as being more terrifying, more scary than Jason, Freddy, and Michael Myers combined.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I wanted to make that a very large preface at the beginning of this episode, because by no means are the ones that we're going to be talking about today like lesser characters. It's just in my personal opinion, like this is me specifically, because I run the show, with all you guys, and I essentially figure out what we're going to talk about each week. And when I tried to do some semblance of a schedule for this Spooktoberfest thing that we're doing, it boiled down to essentially having to vote. And I knew that one of the weeks was going to be a multiple topic week. So when I think of horror films, the first three that just pop in my head are Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers. That's why I broke those down. And I knew for a fact when I did the scheduling, I wanted Jason to have his own episode because there was going to be an episode coming out on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And I knew Michael Myers was going to get his own episode because it was going to be Halloween weekend. Why not talk about Halloween? So really the only one that was kind of up in the air was Freddy Krueger. And like I said, that just had a personal resonance with me as a person. Like I said, I was scared shitless of Freddy Krueger growing up as a kid.
I laughed my ass off every time.
Don't get me wrong. Like I had mentioned in that episode that when I rewatched the original Nightmare on Elm Street movie, I laughed so hard because it was so cheesy. but like, it's not like the ones that we're talking about today are any less scary or any less popular. They just, I don't know. I didn't want to do a whole year's worth of just horror movie stuff. So I'm trying to squeeze these in.
It is like you said, though. The more popular known ones are definitely those three. But
because, I mean, you could get into a bunch of things. Like we asked, we talked to Devin. Devin mentioned Candyman. We talked to you. You mentioned Pinhead. Me personally, if I had to pick another one, I mean, a lot of people would choose Chucky because he's a very well-known one, but I'm going to go Leprechaun. You know, I don't know much about those because I think I only watched the first two or three, and they might not have even been in order. Leprechaun movies scared the shit out of me. Like, they were cheesy to a point. Like, later on, they just got so cheesy, I shook my head at it. But, like, just the look of that leprechaun.
Leprechaun in the Hood!
Yeah, that one was cheesy. But yeah, okay, so Pinhead, he's a Cenobite, we found out, you know, which Clive Barker does describe him as demons, essentially. Now, what would... We talked about Leprechaun Clay, you and I. He is legit just a leprechaun. He is not like a demon. He's not a demonically possessed leprechaun. In that movies, they just took the old fairy tales and stories of leprechauns and they made them extreme, technically.
Yep.
Because a lot of the myths and legends around leprechauns is if you steal their pot of gold, they become very irate, you know, until they get all their gold back. And that's essentially the whole plot of those movies is like somebody will come across like one of his coins or something. And then he just essentially hunts people down who has his gold coins. Right.
Yep.
So have either of you seen those movies like or remember them?
I watched most of those when I was a kid. Honestly, I don't remember most of them.
What about you, Clay?
I remember some parts of it. Like, I remember one movie that he had, like, it wasn't just him. It was, like, three other leprechauns that were caught or whatever in that one.
Now, were they... Did they all look fucked up like him? Like, he looks fucked up.
He was mild compared to some of the look... On the other ones?
It's really?
Like they were worse.
Now, one thing about the Leprechaun movies that some people won't know is we did touch upon it a little bit in A Nightmare on Elm Street. The original Nightmare on Elm Street movie was Johnny Depp's film debut movie. Leprechaun, the very first one, was Jennifer Aniston's film debut movie. Now, my question for you, Clay, is in the movie, because I haven't seen them in forever. I'm kind of with Devin. A lot of these movies I remember bits and pieces of from my childhood, but I haven't willingly gone back and rewatched any of these movies. Because I'm not technically a horror movie fan. That's the thing. I kind of have to be poked and prodded to watch a horror movie. Ask Devin. He just got me to watch The Babadook.
Babadook?
Yeah. It's a movie on Netflix. It's
a light horror movie. I was like, you know what?
Yeah, it's like a suspenseful horror movie. I guess.
It's a baby horror movie.
Yeah. In the movies, of the Leprechaun movies, does he ever get his gold back?
I think he eventually does. Because that's pretty much the only way to get rid of him. I don't think you can actually literally kill him.
So it says here, O'Grady, who I'm guessing is one of the main characters. He went on a trip to Native Ireland, where he stole the pot of gold from a leprechaun. After burying the gold, O'Grady discovers that the evil leprechaun has followed him home and murdered his wife. And he uses a four-leaf clover to suppress the leprechaun's power.
That's right.
And trap it inside of a crate before he can burn it. Before he can burn the crate, he suffers from a stroke. And then 10 years later, his daughter grows up and I guess finds the gold. If what I'm reading is correct. Man, I gotta go back and rewatch this movie now. So essentially, how do you beat them then? I mean, yeah, like you said, it's the leprechauns. I guess you have to trick them into...
Well, I forgot about the four-leaf clover thing. That is, it does weaken them, so you are able to kill them. But I think it has to do something with gold that you have to use to kill them.
Ozzy reveals he swallowed the last gold coin, and the leprechaun critically wounds him to get it back. Here's another four-leaf clover. Sticks it into a wad of gum and shoots it into the leprechaun's mouth, taking away his power. The leprechaun falls into a well, but his skeleton climbs out. Nathan pushes the leprechaun back into the well and blows up both the well and the leprechaun with gasoline. As the police investigate the remains of the well, the leprechaun vows he will not rest until he recovers every last piece of his gold. So, okay. Well, the leprechaun, which you informed me of, which I did not even put two and two together growing up, the leprechaun was played by Warwick Davis, who is, in my mind, better known for his role in Willow.
Yeah, a lot of people weren't a little bit surprised when they found out who was playing.
I mean, it makes sense, but I did not know that. Sold over 100,000 copies. Huh. Wow, made over almost $2.5 million its opening week. So it's had six movies in total, apparently, because Leprechaun was followed by five sequels.
Yeah.
That's too much Leprechaun.
What do you mean?
And then that one movie was way too much Leprechaun in the Hood.
Well, he does go back to the Hood again.
Oh, God. Doesn't he go to space, too? I think that's one of the really cheesy ones that I saw.
Yes, the Leprechaun in Space one was just kind of screwed.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and watch this now. Like, looking at pictures of him, he still looks fucking creepy as fuck. But At the same
time, I recommend watching the one with all the other leprechauns.
Well, which one was that on? If I'm going to watch one of them, I'm going to watch the original first. What the fuck? This leprechaun has a lightsaber. That's probably just fake. Anyway, Devin.
Yes, sir.
Still with us?
Yup.
What's another movie that you'd like to list for horror movie stuff that we want to talk about?
The Amityville Horror.
Amityville Horror. I remember this one. This is the fucking weird house one, right? I
love the Amityville Horror. Love the Amityville Horror.
I've never understood the story behind it.
Now, these were spirits in the house, or was the house possessed?
The house is possessed.
That's fucked up. Like, how? I thought a spirit had to possess.
It's been that way. That's how it goes. The house is, in fact, it is. And the thing about it is, it's based on a true story.
Right. Like, I remember, like, I've heard about the story behind it, but I thought it was just spirits that were in the house.
It's almost like, let me ask you a question. In The Shining, would you consider the house in The Shining to be possessed? Or would you consider the spirits in the house? It's a very similar scenario to that, almost. Where it slowly drives people insane, or if you're smart, you just get the fuck out before that happens.
Right.
Nobody's ever that smart, though.
Now, this was a book.
The title on the front of it was a book originally, 1977 book. The story is based on the alleged experiences of the Lutz family, who bought a new home on 112 Ocean Avenue in Amityville, New York, a house where a mass murder had been committed there years before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of haunted by the spirits of the house, but at that point, the spirits were a part of that house.
Right.
Yeah. I love this movie. This is one of the few horror movies I can watch to this day that still shake me up. Just because it's how do you beat a house?
Now,
burn it down.
I got a list here in front of me. Some of the experiences of the Lutz family at the house, as described in the book. George would wake up around 3:15 every morning and would go out to check the boathouse. Later, he would learn that this was the estimated time of the DeFeo killings. I'm guessing those are the killings. I want to say it was like a brother or something that killed people there. There was like another whole family there, right?
Yeah.
The house was plagued by swarms of flies despite the winter weather. Kathy had vivid nightmares about the murders and discovered the order in which they occurred and the rooms where they took place. Kathy would feel a sensation as if, quote-unquote, being embraced in a loving manner by an unseen force. That would creep me out. If I just felt like somebody was hugging me, but not anywhere near me... I don't know.
That would creep me out too. I'd be like,
thank you, spirit. I don't know why you're giving me a hug, but right? if you need this, I'm here for you. cold spots and odors of perfume and excrement. Those are two very different fucking smells. In areas of the house where no wind drafts or piping would explain the source. The Lutz's 5-year-old daughter, Missy, developed an imaginary friend named Jody, a demonic pig-like creature with glowing red eyes. That was neat.
That's seriously in there?
Yeah. Whoa. Locks, doors, and windows in the house were damaged by an unseen force. A 12-inch crucifix hung in the living room by Kathy revolved until it was upside down and then gave off a sour smell. That's some demonic stuff right there.
Sounds like fun.
And green gelatin-like slime oozed from walls in the hall and also from the keyhole of the playroom door in the attic. Who the fuck has a playroom in the attic? You don't do that. You don't do that because of things like this.
Well, this is the movie that made you not do that anymore.
Word to the wise people, if you live in a house, don't let kids play in the attic. Use that shit normally as just attic space.
No. And if you are going to go up in the attic of any regular accord, by the love of God, take out the other people's old shit.
Yes. Oh, for sure. So if you buy a house, if you buy a house.
Like, oh, yeah, they just left all that shit in the attic. Why is it still in your attic?
Yeah, no. If you buy a house from somebody else, you make sure that there's nothing of theirs still in that house.
And if it is, you take it out back and you burn it.
You burn
immediately.
It. Yep. Burn it.
But what if it's in a hidden room? Like,
then you find, dude, there are no hidden rooms. You put kids up there, they'll find hidden rooms.
But the kid has to tell you that there's a hidden room. If the kid doesn't tell you there's a hidden room,
then your kid is a bad kid. He's keeping secrets from
you.
You didn't raise your kid right. He's keeping secrets from you. Smack the shit out of your children, folks. So yeah, Amityville Horrors, man. There were 15 of these fucking movies.
Jesus.
I did not know that. How many movies can you really make of one house fucking with people?
I did not know you could make that many.
A lot of remakes, a lot of
The original
the
was
of
in
Ryan Reynolds ain't bad.
The original was in 1979.
Yep.
When was the which one was the one with Ryan Reynolds in it?
05, maybe? 07, 05?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the 2005 remake. Okay. They have one listed as 2017, so they made one this year, apparently?
Yep, or they're going to.
It's fucked
if
up.
If they haven't yet.
And it's fucked up.
It came out June. I think that went... Did that go straight to DVD? I don't know. Had Bella Thorne in it. I might watch it.
Yeah, hey... We'll see.
It made $7 million in the box office. So there you go.
Now who made the Amityville or movies? Like who's in charge of the movie?
The studio or the director?
Who directed these?
The original one. I think he only directed the original. It was directed by Stuart Rosenberg.
Okay.
He's since, let's see what he's directed past that point.
And it was a book before the movies, correct?
It was, yep. Oh, sweet. I didn't know he directed one of my favorite movies. Cool Hand Luke.
Okay.
Not a horror movie, but a good movie. Let's see. Yeah, he only directed the first one. So, and I think the first one holds up. Like, it's one of those things where it's over, what, at this point, almost 40 years old. It's 38 years old. It's all, 38 going on 40.
Right.
It's almost, going on 39, but it's almost 40-year-old movie that holds up to this day.
And
you can watch that movie to this day and you would still get fucking creeped out.
And the book was written by Jay Anson?
Yes.
So the historical basis I just found, because I wanted to make sure I got it right, was the historical basis of the premise of this movie and book is on November 13th in 1974, Ronald DeFeo Jr. shot and killed 6 members of his family at 112 Ocean Avenue in a large Dutch colonial house situated in a suburban neighborhood in Amityville on the south shore of Long Island, New York. He was convicted of second-degree murder in November 1975. And in December of 1975, George and Kathy Lutz and their 3 children moved into the house. And after 28 days, the Lutzes left the house, claiming to have been terrorized by paranormal phenomenon while living there. That's creepy as fuck. So you got 6 ghosts in that house, all sharing that one little house. And apparently one of which is a little, like, pig-faced thing with red eyes.
Glowing red eyes, yes.
Glowing red eyes. So the Amityville Horror, man. Yeah, that's right up there.
You know, we should go to there and actually stay in the house.
Why? No, I won't.
Why?
I won't do it.
We should go.
No.
Come on, Webby.
Listen, but my buddy Scott once wanted to vacation. He wanted to take some vacation time, and he wanted to go to...
Abandoned asylums?
No, he wanted to go down to Pennsylvania to the town that Silent Hill was based off of.
Oh, yes.
Okay, because it's still there, and it's still continually burning. The fires are burning underground, and it's still really smoky and whatnot above ground and everything. And he wanted to go there. And I said, I will go there with you during the day. That is fine. I will go to this house with you guys during the day. The second daytime, it's just like 7 days to die, Clay. The second I notice that the clock is ticking and it's almost nighttime, I'm getting the fuck out of there. Because I don't like horror stuff. I'm not like these people who, everybody out there who likes horror movies. Why do you like horror movies? Because you like being scared. I don't like being scared.
Why?
I just don't. That's why you like horror movies. I don't like being scared.
Just the sensation that you feel like your skin is just like...
No, I don't like it.
Peeling off is awesome.
I don't like it. I don't do... I won't do haunted houses. The last haunted house I was in, somebody jumped out at me. I hit them.
That would have been funny.
It would be really funny. It was like a kid who jumped out. Like they hired like a...
It does not matter to me.
He hopped out like, I got you. You're just like... Just point the kid across the room. It's like
you've seen those YouTube videos of like the people in the elevators where they get in and then like the lights flicker and then go out and then all of a sudden there's like a little girl in there who just turns and looks at you and screams and she looks like the little girl from The Ring. Have you seen those YouTube videos?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
I saw one of those videos where the guy immediately, because most of those videos, it's once she starts screaming, the people just start trying to hit buttons like that's gonna do something for you in a fucking elevator, and they just end up cowering in the corner, and then the little girl leaves. There's one video they did that, and this dude freaks out and kicks her. He just downs her. That would be me. You do not scare... If something just pops up in an elevator that was not there a second ago, I'm in a confined space. I'm like a fucking animal backed into a corner. I will hit you. Truth be told, I don't care. I don't. And if I find out afterwards that, oh, that was just a young female actress and you hit her, it's like, then you shouldn't have fucking pulled the trick on me. I didn't know. You know? I'd feel bad afterwards for like 3 seconds, and then I'd be like, you fucking earned it. You deserve that. Everything that you just got. You know? I don't like that feeling of being scared. I just don't like it. It's raises my anxiety higher than it already is, and I'm already a very anxious person. So Clay, speaking of that, what would be another one that you would suggest or recommend to people?
Well, I think the only one that ever really scared me, I'll be honest here, is Pet Sematary.
Ah, Pet Sematary.
Now, see, I didn't mind that one, and I've talked about this in several of the past episodes. I think I mentioned it in the Nightmare on Elm Street episode. I'm pretty sure I talked about it in this week's bonus episode. Pet Sematary, only really one scene freaked me out, and it stuck with me forever. And
and it stuck with me forever.
It has. Like, it's still... It still creeps me out thinking about it, because I can just see it in my head, and I don't like it. But it's the one where... It was Elijah Wood in the original one, right?
No.
Who was the kid? Who was the one who played the kid?
The kid? I don't really even know, but he was not in the first one. Like Elijah Wood's not in the first. He was in the second one. He was the one with the dog.
Okay, he was the one in the second one then. Okay. Maybe the scene that I'm talking about was in the second one. I don't remember now which one it was in. But it was a scene where they opened up the door to a room and there was just like an old lady rocking in a rocking chair on the other side of a bed. And then she looks over, and then she just gets up and sprints towards the door. It scared the piss out of me. And for the one reason that it scared the piss out of me is because my mom's bedroom growing up as a kid, my parents' bedroom was set up almost the exact same way as that fucking scene. And then every time I'd look in...
No. Hold on. Go ahead, keep talking.
And I remember. Don't link me. Do not link me a video of that.
That video, that little bit, short video on YouTube.
Do not.
He's like, I fucking hate you. He's like, there's a. I had that exact same lamp next to my bed.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. But so, like, every time I'd have to go in to wake up my mom in the morning, or if she left her door open. I see it. I would just see that, and then I would just see the woman running out the door. I'd get freaked out. Now, Clay, you want to hear a kicker on this?
Sure.
That same bedroom where fucking traumatized me as a child, seeing that scene over and over again, that's my bedroom now.
Yep.
And you want to know another kicker? You've seen my bedroom. You know where my fan is next to my bed?
Yeah.
If you put a rocking chair right there, my room is set up the exact same fucking way as my mom did. That my mom set up her room. It's fucked up.
So, it almost tells me you want to get scared.
No, I don't, because I don't think about these things. And, like, you guys all heard this on the bonus episode, because me and Ross talked about it, but, like, another scene that kind of freaks me out, and the movie as a whole didn't really scare me until this one scene, was the movie 13 Ghosts. Okay. Have you guys both seen this one?
Oh yeah, I have it.
Yeah.
All right. So, like,
the only thing I remember about that movie was the one ghost with the giant tits. That's the only thing I remember about that movie.
All right, so there was that one. There's the girl with the chain with the cage over her head who chases people. None of those things bothered me. The one ghost that bothered me was the suicide bathtub ghost, where she was just sitting in a tub full of blood, essentially. And she was really pale, and her eyes were all black, and, like, he was, like, turning on the faucet to go turn on the tub, and then, like, it's just her looking up at him.
Yeah.
Because now every time I went to go take a piss after seeing that, I would just look over at the tub, and I'd see that fucking same image. And it's like, no, okay, I'm done. I'm done. Pinch it off, motherfucker. Pinch it off, let it burn, and I'll walk out of the bathroom. I don't give a fuck. I'll go pee outside. I'm not watching it, Devin. Whatever you just linked in Skype, I'm not watching. I'm not looking at it. I'm not watching. I don't trust it. I don't trust you.
You don't trust it. You don't trust Devin?
No.
No, he should not trust me on this.
See?
There we go. That's better.
This
is that one part. The whole movie, he was always like, whatever. That one fucking part, he was like,
So yeah, Pet Sematary, like Clay said, Stephen King. Now, as a whole, let me ask you guys this. As a whole, Stephen King is a horror writer, correct? He is known for his
horror suspense.
Okay. Now, would you say that most of his books that have been converted into movies have been horror movies?
No, because
let's see. Hold
Dark
on.
Tower isn't
horror. I said most. I was going to exclude Dark Tower.
I mean, well, if you're counting movies, or are you counting?
Well, that's what I wanted. The movies that were made from his books. Mostly have been
list
horror.
Of adaptation. Here, let's go down the list real quick. He counts enough. Let's run down the list. So, first one was Carrie.
Would you consider that a horror movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the remake of that movie. I haven't seen. I don't remember the last time I saw the original, but I saw the remake, and I really enjoyed it. The whole time I was rooting for Carrie. The whole time.
Oh yeah, you're kind of supposed to.
I'm like, dude, that fucking that mother is insane.
She's the only likable character in that movie.
Yeah, that mother's insane, and those fucking students deserve what they got.
Yeah, I mean, she's the only likable character in that movie. Then the next movie, film wise, is The Shining.
That's a horror movie.
Horror movie. Creepshow, which is a short, five short films combined, but they're all horror. Cujo, which you could say is horror. I mean, it's supposed to be horror. The Dead Zone. Yep. I actually like The Dead Zone. Christine, which I'm fairly certain is
never
a horror
saw
movie.
I never saw it.
Is that about a car?
Christine is the Cadillac car, yeah.
Yeah.
He really liked cars then, huh? Because that's his, didn't he?
I know, Webby. So, horror movie me and you supposed to like, right? Yeah. Is it technically a horror movie? Maximum Overdrive?
That's what I want to know. Is that one classified as a horror movie?
Maximum Overdrive is billed as a science fiction horror comedy.
Really? I loved that movie.
I love that movie, too. That's one of my favorite movies. It's so campy, but I love it.
And see, this is what I posed as the question on the bonus episode this week, and I know Kurt had written in, and he answered this kind of. I wanted to know what classified something as a horror movie. Like when you make a movie and you want to try to find the right classification for it, like Maximum Overdrive, I wouldn't have considered that a horror movie. And Kurt put horror movies to him are things that would be horrifying. So like,
you don't think an ATM calling you an asshole would be horrifying?
No. Oh,
okay.
Neither would a giant Mack truck with the Green Goblin face on the front of it driving around driving over people by itself.
Eating people. Basically, yeah. Looks like he's eating them because he has like the mouth open. I love that movie.
So like to Kurt, things like that couldn't really happen necessarily. Or whatnot isn't necessarily horrifying to him, but things like Vacancy and Hostel, things that can happen, are horrifying and considered horror movies. So that's Kurt's take on it. I just don't know, like, if there's a criteria that somebody has, that a movie maker has to meet to classify as a horror movie. You know what I mean?
Yes. So here, if we go to Wikipedia and we break it down, we have types of horror movies. You have action horror, you have horror adventures, you have animated horror. I'm not even counting horror films about birds. That's a category, but I'm not counting that. Although The Birds is a pretty decent movie.
Anyway. I don't know why I didn't do this before. Hold on. I'm going to cut you off for 2 seconds, Devin.
Mm-hmm.
I just literally Wikipedia'd horror movie classification. And it says,
that's what I'm doing right now.
A horror film is a movie that seeks to elicit a psychological reaction, such as an elevated heartbeat, through the use of fear and shocking one's audience. Inspired by literature from authors like Edgar Allan Poe, Bram Stoker, and Mary Shelley, the horror genre has existed for more than a century. The macabre and the supernatural are frequent themes. Horror may also overlap with the fantasy, supernatural fiction, and thriller genres. Horror films often deal with viewers' nightmares, fears, revulsions, and terror of the unknown. Plots within the horror genre often involve the intrusion of an evil force, event, or personage into the everyday world. Prevalent elements include ghosts, aliens, vampires, werewolves, demons, Satanism, gore, torture, vicious animals, evil witches, monsters, zombies, cannibals, psychopaths, natural or man-made disasters, and serial killers. Some subgenres of horror include action horror, comedy horror, body horror. I don't know, what would that be?
Centipede.
Human centipede.
Oh, okay, yeah. Disaster horror, holiday horror, horror drama, psychological horror, science fiction horror, slasher horror, supernatural horror, gothic horror, natural horror, zombie horror, first-person horror, and teen horror.
I have a whole flowchart of horror.
This whole time, I've been struggling to say horror and not just sound like I'm saying whore.
Oh, dude, I got funny sidebar story. I got ISS for that back in, like, I think it was, like, fifth grade. Like, I had a speech problem back then. I was in speech class, and I kept saying horror, but the teacher thought I was saying whore.
Yeah.
So she wrote me up and sent me down to the office, and I'm like, but I didn't do it. Fine. Yeah. And I was in ISS for 2 days for that. So stupid. So I have a whole flow chart here.
Oh, flow charts.
With flow charts, with horror movies, with examples. So the four main horror areas are killers, monsters, paranormal, and psychological, which is my personal favorite. I love psychological horrors like Silence of the Lambs. I love those. Then, so first category you have is gore and disturbing. You have torture, like Hostel and Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Splatter.
Or.
Like I spit it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That wouldn't work unless we had the list in front of us, too.
Yep.
Never mind. I was going to say, how about you give us the movie and me and Clay will try to classify it.
Okay. I mean, well, here. We can do that. I'll go through this first one and we can go on the next one. Here.
Or you can give us the classification and we'll try to name a horror movie that fits that genre. One way or the other. However you want to try to do this.
That would be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. Hold on.
We can do that.
He left us.
He died. It's okay.
Can't believe he
Well, since he's gone, it's my time to take over the show. Welcome back to Simply Professional. I'm your host, Devin, and today we have Clay. How's it going, Clay?
Not bad. How you doing, Devin?
Pretty good.
Now you're ready to scare the shit out of people. Yeah. That chicken.
He's going to edit that and be like, he's not going to edit that at all. It's just going to be weird, but if he edits, it's going to be so funny.
Yep. He'll edit it, I'm sure.
I forgot about Hostel. That was a pretty good movie, actually.
I didn't like that. I'm not a big fan. Well, here's the weird thing. I thought Pinhead was awesome. And the weird shit that he'd do and mutilate people.
But you don't like torture horror?
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Hostel, I could not handle that. It was just like...
I mean, dude, didn't he cut a dude's dick off?
Yeah.
No.
I think didn't he chainsaw a dude's dick off in that or something like that?
No.
That's crazy.
No. Well, I don't know. I didn't finish that movie.
Was it a bear trap? Was it a bear trap?
Anyway, hey.
It was bad.
We're going to we're about to do this little side game, yes?
Yep. All
right. Okay. So we're gonna do this game. Devin, break down how it is you wanna do this. Whether you give us the classification, then we give you movie possibilities.
Well, I was just discussing this with Clay to a degree.
No, this is podcast magic, Devin. People aren't supposed to know that there was a break here. That's why I'm... Okay. Go ahead.
Epic fail.
It's fine.
You can cut this out.
No, I'm not going to cut shit. Now people know that there was a break in the middle of this.
Well,
so
you have to know. You could cut it.
I'm not Especially going to.
Right at the beginning of the break.
I'm not going to.
See,
okay.
So it's your fault.
And it's your fault.
Anyway, but the reason why is I got to get... How do you want to do this? Because they only give me a couple examples for each one. Like, I have, I think, 4 to 5 examples of each type. So
okay, how
some
many...
Some of them are going to be easier than others to get. Some of them you're going to be, like, naming off movies, and I'm going to be like, maybe? I don't know.
How many different classifications are there?
That I'm actually going over, there's going to be... I'm going over the main four. So psychological, killer, monster, and paranormal. In each one of those, there's 1, 2, 3, about 3+ subclasses to each one.
All right, yeah, you give us the classification. We'll go over, we'll try to find the best suitable movie as an example.
All right, and I'll see if it's on the list of four of the... I'm guessing they pulled like... You know, I'm guessing they pulled the four that were most common. Let's go with that.
Right.
So we're going to start with psychological. So this is going to be psychological. The first category is going to be a phobia. So psychological phobias.
Arachnophobia.
That's cheating.
Is it right, though?
It's not listed, but it technically
Fuck!
Is one. I know for a fact.
Okay, well, we're trying to aim for which ones would be the listed ones. So I lose that
I'll
one.
I'll give you this. The listed ones are going to be...
Hold on.
About,
okay, go ahead.
There are four. Like, it's four, and they're pretty recent. Think.
Okay, so we got to think recent movies.
Years.
Okay.
In past 10 years.
Oh.
Okay, so this is psychological phobia.
Yep.
And more recent ones. Yep. Fuck. What was that movie? What about, was it just called The Fog?
Mist.
Mist?
Yeah, not Stephen on there. King's Mist.
Oh.
It's not on there.
Fuck.
Nope.
I don't, Clay, what do you got?
You know what? Let's go two guesses. Let's go two guesses to see who, you know what? We're going to do this Family Feud style.
I'm gonna okay.
Go two guesses. So since there's four, we're going to go, whoever gets the point is the one who gets the highest answer.
Okay.
So far.
So my first. Yeah. All right.
So after that, we're gonna alternate.
Psychological phobia horrors.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know horror movies enough to get any of these.
That's why some of these are gonna be weird. Like.
This is gonna be dumb, but Human Centipede.
Nope.
Child's Play, any one of them, really.
Oh, I have a guess.
Nope, not Child's Play either. Go ahead, Webby, just throw it out there. It doesn't matter, you just throw it out there.
The Blair Witch Project.
No.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I guess that'd probably be more like a POV horror. Like point of view
yeah,
horror.
Like found footage.
Fuck. God damn it.
So phobia and isolation movies, horror movies, you're looking at the top one on the list is Frozen from 2010, not the Disney movie. It's about a gentleman. Here, I want to pull these up and give you guys a quick synopsis of each one.
I mean, I was scared of the Disney movie.
I mean, we all were. Okay. So it is about three skiers stranded on a chairlift and forced to make life or death choices, which prove more perilous than staying put and freezing to death. So three skiers trapped on, I'm guess, dangling over like a giant crevasse on a ski lift. That would be terrifying.
Okay.
The next one is going to be 247 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're going opposite direction here. Four friends travel to the lakeside cabin for a carefree weekend. Their fun turns into a nightmare when three of them end up locked inside of a hot sauna. Every minute counts and every degree matters as they fight for their lives in the heat up to 247 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot, y'all. The Descent is the next one. Now, that one I actually know.
I've seen that.
I say that should have been higher up on the list. That's just me. But whatevs. If I'm not mistaken, I'll give you the rundown of that one real quick. Descent, 2008. Come on. Show me. Show me. Anyway, the Descent, IMDb wants to act up and not work with me.
What about...
Or no, it's 2005. There we go. We'll go that way. They have the date listed wrong here. Yeah, the Descent, 2005. I'm not crazy.
What about Deep Blue Sea?
Deep Blue Sea?
Like, because...
Sharks one, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you told us, like, within, the past 10 years. I don't even know if that's within the past 10 years.
Deep Blue Sea, 1999, newer. It wasn't. But if I had to say, I would say that would be more of a monster movie because of the shark.
Well, Jaws is considered... Jaws was considered a horror movie, and people Jaws are... Well, I'm attributing this to people are afraid of sharks.
They are.
So it is a phobia.
They are. It. But in that case, people are afraid of death, so all horror movies are phobias.
I mean, fair point.
Yeah.
To counter your Deep Blue Sea, I will say another one that's not on the list, but I would have gave points for Open Water.
Oh, is that the one where the girl is there?
The girl and the guy are just stranded out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Well, isn't one of them? Is one of them like on like a rock or
Shallows?
Yeah, some.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Caving expedition goes horribly wrong as the explorers become trapped and ultimately pursued by a strange breed of predators underground. So.
Okay.
There you go. Then Buried. The last one's Buried.
So wait, those movies were within the past 10 years?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, The Descent, they had it listed. Technically, they listed it wrong. They listed it as 2008. The Descent was 2005. They listed it wrong on this list here.
Okay. So we're just Sorana we're
3D double D would be in there too then.
But essentially what you're telling us is we're not going to be talking about like the original like horror movies from like the 80s and 70s.
No, just for that category. I'm going to give you if they're like grouped in, I'll let you guys know.
All right, so no point award to me or Clay this time.
This pulls from everywhere. But this one, you guys are probably going to get at least one or two of these.
All right, what's this category?
This one. So, first, here we go. Next one is going to be psychological, madness, and paranoia.
Okay. Who goes first between me or Clay?
You went first last time, so Clay.
Madness and paranoia?
Yep.
Well, I just watched a movie that was kind of like that the other day.
Okay, what was the movie?
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, and it's got a time limit year thing, right? Because I know some older ones, but
no,
I
mean, he said it pulls from all of them.
This pulls from all. I will say this. Let's go 1959 Ford.
Okay. Shit. I don't know what his name, but The Darkness?
The Darkness, The Darkness, The Darkness.
Oh, I have that name wrong. I think I actually have that name wrong.
From 2016?
Maybe.
A family unknowingly awakens an ancient supernatural entity on a Grand Canyon vacation and must fight revival and take when it follows them home. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's not on the list. I mean, this is the thing. This is why this game is kind of interesting, because it's not really... A lot of these are up for debate. Like, that, technically, yeah. I mean, because if I'm not mistaken, the monster's invisible, or at least mostly. In that movie, if I remember correctly. So, yeah. But also, too, I make it a point not to watch PG-13 horror movies, because they are usually pretty weak. But yeah, I mean, this is where this gets difficult. I mean, this is why I was saying, like, you know, we can just read them off, because it gets the game
fun. No, because this one I actually have guesses for.
I'm gonna hold Clay as a phantom point. If you don't get any, I might give him the point.
Okay.
All right. For that. All right, Webby, on to you.
Fucking Psycho.
You are correct. Psycho.
Bam.
Number one.
See, I didn't want to do... I guess I shouldn't have thought that way.
Psycho. One not on this list that I will give points for is The Shining. It should be on this list as well.
Uh-huh.
Because that definitely is a madness movie. The point ones on this list, you have Psycho at number one, Frailty at number two, A Tale of Two Sisters at number three, and The Ward at number four.
Okay.
So, hopping into the next one, Home Invasion and Survival.
Ooh.
Which, let me go to the category here. Home Invasion and Survival.
Last house on the left.
It wasn't your guess first this time, Clay.
You got the point, so I'm going first anyway.
See,
wait, is that how that works?
I was going to alternate back to Webby, but I mean, whatevs. I won't give you the point for that, even though you're probably right, only because the last house on the left appears on this list somewhere else. So.
Damn it. Yeah.
Okay, do we have a time frame to pull from on this one?
Let me go back to what was this house? Home Invasion?
Yeah.
2005 Ford.
Okay, I think mine falls between there. I don't know now. Mm-hmm.
Another one on this list that is not on this
fuck.
List that I will give points for.
I have two. Like, I have two guess. Well, I guess. Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna go with my gut feeling on my first gut feeling on this. I don't know if it's my guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's called the Strangers. Those are the ones with the bags
that's
on the heads.
That's the one. Yep.
Okay.
That's the one. That's not number one, but that's
okay.
On the list. So, Clay.
So last house on left doesn't count.
I'm
not for this
only
list
because it's on this list somewhere else. Facebook, I hate you. I'm like, I'm just doing this. This was impromptu, and there's no rules. It's all for fun anyway.
Home invasion. Da-da-da-da.
I'm not going to lie. Some of the movies that these guys pick are kind of weak. I will say that.
I only know two more, and I haven't seen one of them because I just haven't gotten around to it yet, but I know my old coworker, Mike,
I don't know if it's a horror movie, though. Panic Room wouldn't count as a horror movie, would it?
What?
Panic Room doesn't count as a horror movie, though.
It might.
It's more of a suspense.
Yep. I mean, but
it does instill fear.
It does.
It does get your heart racing, and that does fall under the horror genre.
Yeah, I mean, okay, IMDb classifies it as a crime drama thriller. So, I mean, but right. I would say it still falls under horror. I mean, to a degree. But it's not on here.
Clay,
under home invasion.
Hold on, Clay. Do you want one of the two guesses I have remaining?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to give you a hint at one of them.
All right, Webby, back to you.
Okay, back's to me. I'll say the one that I haven't seen yet that my buddy Mike watched. I want to say it's Hush, but it's not like the Batman villain.
I've seen that movie. It's quite good, actually. It's a Netflix horror movie. Not on the list, but okay. Definitely. If you didn't already have points, I would give points for that movie because I will put that movie on this list. It's a great
okay.
movie.
I only have one more guess, so I don't know any more of these.
Well, you should have two guesses, actually.
Well, I mean, I only have one more movie that I thought of.
Clay, go ahead.
I really.
Another movie that'll fall under this category. There's two movies that are not on this list that we haven't named that I would put under this category. So if you say them, I will give points for those. Not that I'm really keeping points, but I'm just saying.
Cabin in the Woods.
No.
I don't know, man.
All right. So the movies they list.
Hold on. I get one. I want to just try to see if I got one more. The Purge.
That was one of the ones that's not on the list, but okay. I would give points for if it was said and nobody had points because that would count. Another one I would give points for is Assault on Precinct 13.
I don't think I ever saw it.
It's an older, not older, but it's like 2008-ish, 9-ish.
Yeah.
Assault on Precinct 13. Actually, it was a remake. So the original was 1976, remade in 2005. Anyway, point being is, it's actually a pretty good movie. Ethan Hawke, Lawrence Fishburne. It's one of those classic action movies. Go for it. Yeah, so the movies they give you are Them, from 2006, which Lucas and Clementine live peacefully in their isolated country house, but one night they wake up to a strange noise. They're not alone, and a group of hooded assailants begin to terrorize them throughout the night. I've actually seen that movie. It's actually pretty decent. Next one you're looking at is... And I know that's not like a sparkling recommendation, but that's what I'm going to do. Go for it. Inside. Next one's called Inside. I have not seen that one, so I can't give you any recommendations on that. Inside, let's see, it's about 4 months after the death of her husband, a woman on the brink of motherhood is tormented in her home by a strange woman who wants her unborn baby.
Give me your baby.
Give me that baby. Number three was The Strangers, which Webby already talked about.
Dude, those guys look fucked up.
They do. They do.
And they were actually recruiting people, if I'm not mistaken. And then they weren't they?
I believe they were, actually. And then, oh, yeah, I remember this one. The last one was You're Next. When the Davidson family comes under attack during their wedding anniversary getaway, the gang of mysterious killers soon learns that one of the victims harbors a secret latent talent for fighting back. There we go. Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
All right, next.
Next one.
We'll do like one or two more of these, and then we'll just go to the list to speed things up. But
okay, then here I'm gonna pick out some of the big ones.
Okay.
I'm gonna do. All right, let's do this. Let's do. The next category is killer, and we're gonna go for Slashers.
Oh God, me and Clay are gonna nail all of these. Like
you are,
it's
you
like
are gonna nail all of them.
It's like
but,
every
so
old
what
school.
What I'm going to do is, so this is going to be it. So it's going to be round robin trading. So basically, if you miss one, so I'm going to start with Clay. Clay gets first call on one of these. It's not going to be top answer, but basically, if one somebody misses one and you pick it up, so first of three, effectively, unless you name them all, in which case then it's a tie. So let's see. Sudden death. Nobody mess up. Clay, you're first. Flash
scream. Scream. Jesus.
Point for Clay. Point for Clay. Webby.
Friday the 13th, Jason.
Point for Webby. Clay.
Nightmare on Elm Street because Freddy's slashers.
Yep.
Point for Clay. Webby.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface. Come on! How is that not a slasher?
It is, but there's another category they have here for that one specifically.
Mother.
Hopping back. Clay.
I should know this one. It's like
you really should know this one.
I'm
Child's Play.
Fuck, that was mine.
Eh.
Oh, what? It didn't matter anyway.
Webby.
When
you guys find out what this is, you're gonna hate yourselves.
Fuck.
I don't know if that's a show.
It should be.
Mike Myers. Halloween.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, what the fuck? There's Jason, there's Freddy. What am I missing? I was like, oh yeah, the other third one that I gave its own episode to.
So Webby won that one. Oh man! So the four they had in order was Halloween at number one, Friday the 13th at number two, Nightmare on Elm Street at number three. Honestly, I was expecting you guys to like blank on Scream. I was expecting Scream to be blanked on. That's what I was expecting. I figured the first three would get got immediately, but you guys surprised me and went the opposite direction.
Yeah, we literally. Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. Keeping it interesting.
All man.
Right. All right. Well, this year, since Webby was all gung ho. So the next category we're going to do is a killer again, but this category is Bumpkin and Rednecks.
Deliverance.
All right.
So who started off last time?
I did.
Clay. Oh.
Deliverance.
Deliverance is not on the list.
What?
Webby.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
On the list. Clay. Here, this goes from all the way to, I'm just going to say 1974 all the way up to mid-2000s. So, you got a range.
What is it again?
Bumpkin and Rednecks. You're not actually wrong. Deliverance is listed in the description of the movies, but it was like the second of its kind at that time, so it hadn't been like subgenred yet at that point. So, it's not on the list of the subgenres. So created with early movies such as 2000 Maniacs in 1964 or Deliverance in 1972. This unofficial subgenre plays on the myth that backwoods and remote countryside are populated with inbred freaks and maniacs. The subgenre, which became famous for the success of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, often features families or clans of crazies and often treats of cannibalism. So we got Texas Chainsaw. Give me another one. One of the ones on here are one of my favorites. So come on.
Clay's guess still, right?
Yep,
yeah,
Clay.
I'm still drawing a blank.
Fuck it. I'll give you a point for
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods. That's your swan song, huh? But no. I'll give you the point for Deliverance, though. All right, Webby.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Ooh, no.
God damn it.
Clay.
That's a cult horror.
That is a cult horror. He's right.
But it has bumpkin. It had rednecks in it. There are a bunch of rednecks in that fucking movie.
No, these aren't the rednecks you're looking for.
These aren't the rednecks you're looking for. There we go. That's the name of this episode.
Yes. There we go.
I gotta write that down. You got that. You got me there, Clay. Touche, salesman.
Redneck bumpkin movie. Tucker Dale vs. Evil.
Fuck you. That was my next guess.
I want to give you points for that. It's not on the list, but I want to fucking give you points for it. So fuck it. I'll give you a point for that one. Webby, go. Come on. Come on.
I'm missing something that I shouldn't be.
I mean, Clay, you watch horror movies too. So I would expect you to know this one. Webby, I understand.
See,
it, especially the last two.
I didn't get House of a Thousand Corpses, so my next one's not going to fucking make the list because I was going to say the other movie that goes with that.
I got one.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil was going to be mine.
That's why I took it, to get that extra point.
What's this is Rednecks and Hillbillies?
And Bumpkin. For a second, when I first read it, I read Blumpkin. I'm like, whoa, whoa.
the Hills Have Eyes? I guess.
Yes,
I hated that movie. It is?
That's on the list.
That was the one I was going next.
Fuck that movie. I hated that movie.
Like, come on.
I did not like that. I did not like that movie. All right. I mean, is that all of them, or do we have more?
There's more, but you guys, I'm just going to say you guys used all your guesses.
Okay.
So, you got Texas Chainsaw Massacre number 1, Hills Have Eyes 2, Wrong Turn 2003. Pretty good movie, actually. And then Wolf Creek in 2005.
Okay.
I forgot all about Wolf Creek.
I don't even... Those last two you said, I don't even know what
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, I figured you would. Wrong Turn was pretty good. Wrong Turn had Elijah Dushku?
Yeah.
Really? Yep. Okay, yep. I might go see it now.
That's why I know about that one.
All right. And you know what? Fuck it. You know what? We're going to do one more, and then we're going to turn it over to this. And this one is going to be more for funsies. Because... Why not?
Okay.
Let's do this one. Let's do one from this category.
Supernatural.
Supernatural? We can do, okay.
No, I mean, no, whatever category you just were going to do us.
I was in that list, and then you said it, so I said, all right, fuck, we do Supernatural.
I mean, there's probably way too many out there for us
there
to list.
There is a lot. So at this point, it's going to be, you know, I'm going to just say, hey, come on now.
You can give us points, bonus points for if we don't make the list, but they're ones that you liked.
This is the bonus round.
Yep.
One on the list I don't like at all, but fuck it, whatever. Supernatural power. The limit with science fiction, the subgenre often features a hero, quite often a teen or a kid for some reason with paranormal powers, but who, unlike superhero, that was a weird way to read that, but who, unlike superheroes, is often unable to control them properly, resulting in pretty bad things. Clay, well, Webby's first guess, right?
So wait, we're doing supernatural, like, people who have superpowers?
Yes, supernatural power. So, like...
In horror movies?
Yes.
What the fuck? I don't know.
You said one earlier. Now. Damn it. We literally talked about one earlier.
We did?
Yes, we did. On this call. Possibly the last call, but whatever.
They have power.
Yup.
Fuck. Dude, I don't...
You're going to punch yourself in the face when I read these out.
I mean, probably.
Clay, do you know what I'm talking about?
I want to say Freddy Krueger.
No.
Because he did have... What do you mean?
That's a
he did have dream powers.
We listed it in Slasher.
Yeah. Damn it. I'm getting confused.
Hellraiser?
No, not Hellraiser. He'd
okay.
He is on here, but he's under fucking. What is he under? Where is he at? fucking devils and demons in hell. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Take a guess, Webby. See what we got.
That was my guess, was Hellraiser.
All right, Clay, you're guessing. You fucking guessed Nightmare on Elm Street. You're incorrect. Webby, back to you. I'm disappointed in all of you.
The Leprechaun.
I'm disappointed in you. I love you, but I'm disappointed. Clay, give me one, please.
Oh, hold on. Okay, I have another guess then.
Clay, please give me an answer.
Superpower.
Because, see, like, when I said supernatural, I figured, like, oh, ghost. Like, now you're telling us superpower.
It's a paranormal category.
Yeah, okay.
It falls under that category.
Okay, all right.
We literally talked about it earlier.
I have a guess that might fall in line with this.
You liked it.
I liked it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I have a different guess that might fall in line with this then.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm going through all these movies in my head and I'm drawing a blank. Like,
okay. So Clay passes?
Yeah. I...
Maximum Overdrive?
Oh my god, no!
Fine, I have one more guess because you said I liked it.
Take it.
The Babadook?
Oh!
Because I didn't particularly care for it. I mean, it wasn't...
Oh, my God.
It was all right.
Number one, at the top of the list, Carrie.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because she had telekinesis, right?
Yes.
She was telekinetic. I didn't even think about that.
Number two, Scanners.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a horror movie?
Yeah, another telekinetic... Yeah, I mean, he killed them in pretty terrible ways. Number three,
okay.
Firestarter.
Oh my god!
I don't know what that is either.
Is that another Stephen King movie?
I think so.
Probably.
She literally starts fires using her mind.
She's a pyrokinetic. She starts fires with her mind. Drew Barrymore, as a child, I think she's like 13 or 10 in that movie.
What about Omen?
And then Dark Touch, which I've never seen. That's one I don't agree with. That reminds me of like something they would ask like a kid who's been touched by somebody. Show me the Dark Touch.
Show me the Dark Touch.
In a remote town in Ireland, 11-year-old Niamh finds herself the sole survivor of a bloody massacre that killed her parents and younger brother, suspecting a gang of homicidal vandals. All right. All right. That sounds like that deserved the one star you got. yeah. But there you go, guys.
Well, there we have it.
Really upset because not getting Carrie.
God damn it.
There you go, Clay.
I blame you, Webby.
Hey, whatever. I got thrown off.
There's the list I'm going off of. You guys again. Oh, you know what? Let me give you the whole actual website, not just the fucking list. Derp. I derped on that one. Here you go.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And Clay, if you go up two links above the last one I just posted, that there's your definition.
Of a blumpkin?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to end it on blumpkins. And Clay named the episode.
It's a horror movie all within itself.
So I want to thank you guys and thank everybody out there for listening. Devin, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me at DMP_Pookie.
And Clay, you aren't on the internet because you hate people.
You
he
can find me
on the internet, though, like
in my
really
pants.
That is true. You can find him in his pants. Devin, we have a live stream Halloween event coming up. That is on the 28th, I believe. If I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
You guys can watch us from noon to midnight on the 28th for our Halloween live stream on twitch.tv/distractionsmedia. Also, coming up in December, we're doing our annual Christmas charity live stream.
Check out our promo. I look cute as fuck.
Our 24-hour one. We'll be posting links. I'm sure I'll be posting this new fan art. Somebody drew all of us for our charity thing.
They didn't try to draw me.
Yeah, no, they did not. because Clay hates everybody. And if you think of other movies or mistakes, or if you want to yell at us for not getting Carrie in the first try, feel free to send us a message over on facebook.com/simplyunprofessional or email us at simplyunprofessional@gmail.com. Write us in with comments, questions, concerns, advice, topic ideas. Topic ideas for all of you who no longer give me topics because I don't work at work anymore. Cough, cough, Cliff. Cough, cough, Nestor. Cough, cough, Nick. Feel free to write me in. Give me topic ideas.
Advice.
And, yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker, all one word. And until next time, as always, fuck Booster Gold.
Keep your stick on the ice. Yeah. No.
There's not more to that. Just keep your stick on the ice.
That's
don't,
right.
Don't put your dick on the ice.
High sticking's a penalty. Especially in orgies.
These are not.
Yeah, that's true.
These are not the rednecks you're looking for.